Good evening and welcome to the Ham Radio Clubhouse. You just thought you were going to see those other guys from up north.
We have taken over.
See, so you always get those emails from your employer that says if you see an email from someone that you might not know, you probably shouldn't click those links. And their logo is.
This is what happens. You click the links.
Yeah, they click the links, and I got a nice email that said, "Hey, you now have access to StreamYard for these guys up north." So we thought we could crash the party. Like, if you want to stream on Tuesday night, get ready. We're gonna take over. Down below, they had some stuff that said extra. So we're going to be doing giveaways tonight. So, guys, I hope you are ready. Because when they see this on Team Replay, they'll be like, oh, crap. Now we got to ding it. So we got a hoodie. Looks like a big giveaway. That
the T-shirt with the background logo, right? I love that logo. I'm going to have to order those.
This is not Izzo. This is every IT class you have to take that talks. They always show the bad guy. I'm the bad guy right now. But you don't know who I am, do you?
Thank you, Mystery Hacker. Yes. Are you anonymous?
I am a hippopotamus. No, not hippopotamus. I am
anonymous.
Anonymous.
Go with that.
Anonymous.
They're the cool
don't
guys.
Ask me to spell it. And I'm here because I got my fishing app went off that said you got to come over to Live Free and something, Live Free and Ham, and you got to come over here and you're going to steal their prizes, and I'm going to get their account numbers, and I'm going to send all the grandma's Amazon cards and car warranties. Everyone's going to get car warranties tomorrow.
Is Ham Radio Crusader says Izzo is a Mexican wrestler.
Only if he's driving the El Camino.
Yeah, no kidding.
Let me tell you, I don't know how these bad guys do it. It's hot in the summer wearing these things. This is hot. This is some hot shit.
I wouldn't be wearing it.
Well, if you're used to or if you're expecting to see the Live Free and Ham guys, I apologize. This will be subpar content as always. It's what you should expect from the Ham Radio Clubhouse. So
I can only imagine that shirt that's coming out there, James. Izzo the Hip Hop Anonymous and Rhymes with Bottomless.
I had to represent.
Yes.
So if you watch Callum, for those of you who are new here, if you've watched Callum, you'll know that when he talks about RF, he calls him bananas. So he lets the bananas out of his radiating elements. So, well, let's not stall any longer here. I'm going to go ahead and throw a giveaway. We would need someone. Did anyone get the admin access so that we could do the giveaway tool? Hopefully that'll pop up here in a minute, and we'll come up with a keyword.
Oh, look at that.
Hey, look at that. It's like AI or something. Let's go with W2HRC. That is the Ham Radio Clubhouse call sign. W2HRC, this is going to be for a Live Free and Ham Classic hoodie. So now, W2HRC in the chat.
We need to tell everybody, this is a takeover, but the prizes are real. The prizes this is all straight up honesty, guys. We're taking their money. We're spending their money.
We're spending their money for them. Well, they said there's a link down there in the bottom that says, hey, we have all these extra things we need to start giving stuff
all right,
away.
I got to get this thing off. I cannot yeah. Freaking breathe.
You're not
this
very good at being anonymous. Shit.
No.
Crazy shit. I can't see. I need my glass. I'm a bad burglar, aren't I? I could never.
Yeah, you failed. Suck at a cat burglar.
I failed that. Cat Burglar School 101. I wanted to get that online course from Phoenix. You know, get that certification.
No. Oh, hey, they left their credit card on the table. We're in. Let's go to Gigaparts. Let's go to Gigaparts.com. We'll start shopping over there. Mike M2MAK says the Ham Burglar.
H-A-M. Send it this way. I'll make good use of it down in Huntsville.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so I see 14 entries, so y'all. Come on, step it up.
Come on,
these
guys,
hoodies are pretty awesome. Let me have, let me see. I think
what
I
are we
can
giving
still...
away? What are we
We're giving away one of their hoodies.
One of their hoodies.
So while we're mentioning it, while we're talking about giving away stuff, if you happen to go to livefreeandham.com/shop, we have instituted our own discount code. So if you'd like to buy anything in their shop, 20% off by using the coupon code HRCRules. That'll get you 20% off while you're
dude,
in the shop.
Nobody's making any profit tonight. Only the winner. Yeah. The winner is the one making out tonight because there's no profit.
Yeah, no,
these guys are going to be losing money with shipping discount codes.
I'm just wondering if they're, you know, brave enough to throw us a wrench in their chat.
No, that's scary.
Ah, very good, Steve.
Yeah, I do see a link that they want us to share, but I don't have a wrench. Do you?
I don't. So if they want to share a link, someone in their chat might have to throw that link in there. Well, let's. I see 15 people have entered. I don't know how many's watching. It looks like we got 25 watching. So 10 of you don't want to win this thing. So hit the button. Well, let's hit the button for this one. And if you're a winner tonight, be sure and email. Hey, I won this on the Clubhouse stream. livefreeandham@gmail.com. Send them their information, and they will they'll get that sent out to you. They can't deny it; it's on live, so they can't say we didn't.
Well, this is
and then I think we have a big giveaway tonight too. Who's our winner? I saw Joe Brett in there.
Joe Brett,
hey,
How does that work?
Yeah. Wait a minute.
I want to hit the draw again button.
I suspect something went wrong there, and it wasn't me.
Yes, there was some shenanigans going on.
Total shenanigans on that one.
See what happens when the Clubhouse takes over. Everything gets effed up.
Everything gets broken. Yeah, exactly. There we go.
Hey, the Travel Man. Congratulations.
A Live Free and Ham classic hoodie. So hopefully, Traveling Ham, you travel somewhere where a hoodie is needed. So there you go.
I wonder if he can order one with the Clubhouse logo on it.
Maybe. I don't know.
If you haven't seen those shirts look pretty cool.
Are we talking about the ones that that Joe Brett did? Oh, speak of the devil.
Speaking of, there he
son.
Is.
Did Joe do those?
I sent him the password so he can log in. So thanks for joining us, buddy.
You didn't send me nothing.
Joe,
I don't know what y'all done.
It's called acting, son.
Joe, I caught the bad guy. I caught the bad guy, really.
Man, I can't. What are y'all doing? I can't get seen with y'all,
Joe. I like that sticker.
Yeah, that's my identity.
Are you? You're identifying as Live Free and Ham.
What have y'all done?
How we
broke
fun.
It, man. We changed the password. We came in, just said, you know what? Who needs 2 hours of Clubhouse when you can have 3 hours of Clubhouse?
There you go.
I mean, domination.
I was gonna say, I don't have the screen share. Whoever
Joe
has
Brett,
wants
I'm
to share
ninja
it out.
Bad guy. Can you catch me, Joe Brett? How fast can you run? How fast can you run, Joe Brett?
I don't run, bro.
Oh, you got that fast bullet. Oh.
I turn and go the other way.
Yeah, exactly.
Get your mind right.
That's no fun.
So there we go.
That's pretty cool.
That is a pretty cool shirt. And you can get that for 20% off with the coupon code HRCRules over at the livefreeandham.com/shop. So that's awesome.
I want to know, are we going to get royalties? Because my face is on there. Am I getting like
mine is too. All right.
Are we getting
like, cheap?
I didn't sign anything. So are they taking like my penny per shirt from me?
Probably.
I want a penny.
They're going to put it towards their beer fund.
Yeah. Well, we owe them a couple of beers after this.
Oh, we owe them a lot after tonight.
Yeah, possibly. Steve,
actually,
how's your week,
I owe them pennies.
So big news for me. I quit my job today.
I don't have a drum roll sound effect.
Right.
So, congratulations, man!
Thank you.
Did you do the whole like flip your desk and walk out? Or
no? I gave a proper 2 weeks notice. So my last day will be the 14th.
No,
well, no. So the way the company does it, if I work out a 2 week notice, they pay me my PTO time.
Oh, well, that's an incentive right there.
My last day is the 14th. I go to Huntsville on the 15th. I start the new job on the 20th.
You planned it just right.
You timed that just right.
So on the 14th, listen, on the 14th, you bring in a guitar. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Come on. We used to do that in the 70s. We couldn't wait to do that. But then we learned don't burn any bridges because you never know.
That's it. Yeah. That's yeah, because then you found out how like interconnected everybody was. Mm-hmm. Then the interwebs came out. And they're like, yep. We're going to find your profile.
Remember that guy. We remember that guy in 1979 singing that song who can't sing.
Now you tweet things and you get in trouble.
Paul says, I'll
take a payment in scotch.
All right, Paul. We owe you. We owe you, Paul.
I will have
your
scotch
good bottle.
With me in Huntsville.
Matter Does it fact, have that's... to actually be scotch, or can I just put tape on it and write scotch?
No.
Scotch tape? Yeah. No. That's going to give me an incentive to go up to New Hampshire and buy those guys a couple of bottles.
Absolutely.
Well, congratulations, Steve.
Thank you. Sounds like
that was much needed.
Steve. Yeah. Absolutely. Unfortunately, I had to go in today, so I didn't get time to edit my video for Thursday.
Oh, you made a video?
On company hardware?
No, I love
that.
I would never do that. I use my own hardware.
On their time.
No, it would be my lunch break. But
oh, okay.
Yeah, boss, I'm not taking any bathroom breaks today.
Who needs bathroom breaks?
Yeah, that's right.
Always.
Is it? How's your week been, man? I haven't seen you guys in like 2 weeks, so I'm kind of
missed nice. You. Slacker. We missed you. Oh, Joe Brett was mad at you. Joe Brett. Oh,
I'm still mad at him.
Oh, he's still mad at you.
What are you mad at me for? What'd I do?
Man, I come up in here and you're telling lies already. I sent him the password to get into the secret little treehouse we found. And Steve over there, I'm like, hey, we got a link to this place that y'all found.
Yeah.
Steve's like, it's right above you. And I'm like, the way you worded that in my context was the link to send somebody else later. And you know, I was like, between Shane's absence and Steve's grammatical you know stuff.
Hey, what can I say?
You know
what it was like. All right, guys, you know I love all of yous. But the last few weeks, you know what it was like working with Joe important. Brett, our brother? It's like the grandmother who's old, and you got to put Vicks something on her feet or something because she's cranky. And it's like, Joe, what can I do? There was nothing I could do to make him happy.
No.
Poor guy. Y'all did a great job, though. I've been editing the podcast over the last
one
couple of weeks.
Thought it was going to be funny, and he didn't.
He crashed and burned.
Carlos comes on and can't help the crowd.
Right? Everybody laughs at Carlos, whether he's funny
he's
or
funny
not.
Looking.
I think they just had a bad hemorrhoid. Knock on wood, I don't want one. But, you know, so they were...
When did we go to 80 meters?
I made it this clubhouse. Clubhouse.
Yeah, I was going to say, we just took over the treehouse.
Yeah, right. this is the treehouse version of the clubhouse.
I'm glad y'all didn't decide to get that out. I know.
You want to know why? Because there's only one seat in there. That's why. There's only one seat in there.
Yeah.
So you got the cheap version because we had the two-holer.
You had the two-holer?
You had a two-holer in an outhouse?
Yep.
Really?
So, wait, what are we talking about?
There was a wall between.
Hold hands and grunt.
Right?
Really?
We'll get through this together.
Jordan, I mean.
So James and a few people are saying that the audio is chopping in YouTube. You can lower the latency and that might clear it up. Life at terminal velocity says it's good for him. I would totally mess with my head. Oh, crap.
Yeah, I just turned it on my
in end. Chat.
Sounds kind of choppy.
But it might be a latency thing, but we'll work
will start running faster in that internet wheel. No, like,
there's people in the YouTube chat.
With us. We're taking it over tonight.
Like, I'm seeing nothing. I'm not.
There
I'm,
is.
I've seen John. I don't know.
It's in recording. That's where the chat's at.
Yeah. She grabbed the wrong house key.
Probably.
Wrong squad car.
I bet I'm getting clean audio because I'm using YouTube on Linux and Brave.
It's not.
Is it kind of like DuckDuckGo or whatever that one's called?
Yeah, I'll try everything. Because Big Brother's always watching, right?
Exactly. Just like, huh?
To the Choptin.
That's right. He's always watching.
Let's queue up another giveaway. Let's do a snapback hat. I think I can share. I can share a browser window, I think.
That right there?
It's the snapback one. So yeah. That is a snapback hat.
Yeah, that's giving that's away their stuff, too.
Oh yeah, we're giving away their stuff.
Why not?
It is. That is the correct.
I don't know what the police is like in this part of the neighborhood.
We need a keyword. So if someone in the chat could give us a keyword.
Yeah, come on, chat. What do you want? Giveaway. Keep it clean. You know the rules. Keep it clean.
Well, Carlos, they can't because we locked them out. So they're gonna have to call.
That was under the mat.
Yep, we have the master key.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna say we might.
Yeah, we should.
If we're feeling generous,
maybe
the show.
We'll see. Keyword.
Make them.
Chris strong. Radio and Life says choppy. We could do that. Or James says hat check.
There you go.
What else, chat?
Come on, chat.
Let's go with choppy.
Give it away now.
Choppy as you see it on the screen. And there it is as you see it.
There we go.
Choppy. Exactly as you see it.
Is this Randy?
Randy.
Randy. Not Chappy. It's Choppy. Come on, Carlos.
All right, I shared to the master control. I shared on a screen. If someone wants to add that to the show, there it is. Snapback hat. These are cool. I've got one.
Maybe one. They were generous.
If I do,
they were very generous. Oh, yeah. Good bros. They gave me one. I wear it proud. It's a great hat.
It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. The only problem with tanning.
Well, don't sweat. Yeah.
Go outside.
It's already branded for the stream. So we took it over.
Got their website and everything.
So there we go. Stop sharing. There. All right. I'm waiting for the screen to show back up.
Looks like might be choppy due to somebody's low disk space.
Oh, yeah. So you might have to stop the recording.
I don't know if they can. we'll see.
Yeah, it happens. So whomever has it, bring up Choppy. Let's see how many we got. I'm awful demanding to the people in the background.
Oh Lord.
Oh God. What?
Listen, if you can hack, if you can hack Pal, so can I. I figured out the password you used. Your password is not imaginative at all. He used he used monkey 123 for the new password. How stupid is this? I went in and tried monkey 123 on the first try and bam, I'm in.
And he's
in. He came in from the ceiling. The ceiling hack.
Only for 18,000.
You can't have me deported. I'm a citizen.
Yeah, I still want to see the green card.
So true. Yeah. So true.
I'll all show right. you a green card. Snapback it's going to be green, all right, pal.
Green within me.
Who loves you?
All right. I'm gonna do this.
You know, I believe this is spelled wrong. You know, correct me here.
Chappy.
Well, it's the Northeast, right? So it should, you know, the accent says chappy. It's chappy, right? Chappy. It's not choppy. We're not in the Midwest.
So it should be C-H-A-A-A-P-Y.
Yeah, at least three chappy. A's. Chappy.
It's chappy.
You know?
Oh, Carlos, yeah. Speak of the devil. So Digital yeah. Rancher, he was with us at Yellowstone. I haven't talked to you since I got back from Yellowstone.
Jellystone,
Digital
yes.
Rancher. Brought some of your coffee to Yellowstone, and I put it in my percolator two mornings in a row. Bravo, dude. That is some good stuff.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
James Hannibal says A-A-U-P-Y, so that'd be chow.
You know, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm bringing some coffee to Huntsville, so I'm planning on bringing 20 pounds to Huntsville. So
holy cow. I'm not going to be at Huntsville, so I apologize.
Whose fault is that?
That's mine. I get uh-huh. it.
That sounds like a you problem, not a me problem.
Wow. Lucas Webster two years in a
says,
row.
So Lucas Webster says audio is cleaning up, and it looks like there's someone. Oh, we're streaming to Facebook. Oh, wow.
Nice.
Wow.
You know when you hit the go button, we go to all the places.
Wow. We really made it, didn't we? Because you know if it happens on Facebook, it's got to be real.
It's got to be real. All right, mystery person in the back, hit the button. Let's see who's going to win one of these snapback hats.
Whose Facebook are we streaming to, though?
Does it matter?
I want to know. I want to know who's getting the
Hey, Ryan!
Violation.
Congratulations!
Congratulations, Ryan!
TAR, congrats
good
on that
job.
Just be aware of if anybody wants to join in, the password is monkey123. This is not an imaginative password on behalf of Shane, Mr. Security for Southwest Airlines, who didn't crash 2 weeks ago.
Commodore 64, baby.
I thought it was admin.
I was going to use password, hey, but hey. I figured that'd be too easy to guess.
Stop giving away my passwords. Come on now.
Ryan and those the other winner, I forgot who the other winner is, be sure and email livefreeandham@gmail.com. Send them your information so that they can send you out that lovely gift.
Wait a minute.
While you're there, if you buy something else, 20% off by HRC rules in the checkout.
You know, so they know they have to abide by these giveaways, right?
Oh, like, absolutely.
They don't have a choice about
it's
it.
Online. It's online. It's live.
Choice. They have no choice.
If right. I give it this away, awesome.
They're obligated.
This is awesome.
I found like something church, else.
Just like the church, we're going to be giving away a Cadillac next. Who wants the Cadillac?
Yes. I want a caddy.
Cadillac.
I did see. So I did see down here at the bottom, it says save this for last. So I'm assuming this is for their Christmas show. Uh-oh. But I'm going to ruin it and take it away from them. One of those Mad Dog coils, the 40 coils, with an extra collar.
Oh, dude.
So I don't know
how many people are watching right now. This is an easy giveaway.
Right? Hey, look
at Mike. Mike's
another
here.
Monkey.
Mike.
Not tonight. I got
another monkey showed up.
Mike's bartender tonight.
Mike right? Mike saw. Mike heard me say it. He heard the password. He's like, I'm in. Hopping it.
Yeah, Mike's on 40 meter AM right now. He's in AM mode.
Right?
Hey, now.
Someone's got to do it.
That's
exactly.
Right.
So if someone in the back could hit the button and put my screen up, this thing looks really cool.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That is a pretty neat coil. Look at that.
Yeah. It looks. Mike, do you have one of that? I can't remember if it was you or Eric or somebody had one of these.
That's with a BNC on it.
I don't.
Well, Eric has one, I believe. Eric. Yeah. N1JUR has one. But I thought other guys, and I thought the quality. I was looking at the videos. The quality of that is
Someone took some really good.
Someone took some extra time and said, "Hey, I want to do some improvements to some of the regular stuff that you see out there."
Mm-hmm. And this notice
this one's going to be with an extra tap. So if you want to tap it for 20 and 40, or if you want to tap it for 15 and 20, or
can
10 and 20,
notice
that it is
in tap that.
Notice that the price is in Australian dollars, so 99 Australian is what, about 40 US? You know, it's better than the Canadian dollar, that's for sure.
So Ham Radio Tube says he's got one, says it's pretty legit. So if Mike says it's good, it's got to be good.
That's
Paul
right.
says he has it. The 80-40 and the 160 coil.
Good
there
Lord.
You go.
How big would a 160 coil have to be? Like 6 feet tall?
Listen, if you have to ask, you can't afford it.
Just keep stacking them.
Where do you store that one?
Yeah, exactly.
Man, wow. I got the pickup, but good Lord.
Boss lady found out that I'm you know, jumping into a stream, you know, all covert and stuff, and she brought me dinner. Look at this.
Look at that. So we get to watch you eat. Congratulations.
Good woman there.
She heard
say
I was hacking.
Honey.
She was like, you know, I'm on it. So
James KI5OEB
right?
says, looks like an upgrade from the Wolfer recoil. I think so. I mean, it looks legit. It's made by Marty Nelson VK4KC down in Australia. So this looks pretty cool. So hang out to the last like 15 minutes of the show and we'll give that away. So we've given away the hoodie and the snapback hat. Let's do a t-shirt. You want to do a t-shirt?
Yeah.
It'll be a Those Guys Up North t-shirt. So if someone wants to spin up the giveaway tool, and let's
Randy,
Carlos come up with something creative.
I think he's already put it in the back chat.
He's muted himself.
I put it.
I'm scared.
I put it in the back chat. You should use that one, I think.
Yeah. I'm with you.
The Izzo Hamburglar?
Yes.
I like it. So if the magic magician in the back wants to copy that and put it in there, we go. Look at that.
And
everyone
in chat's
going to hate us.
And if you don't know the reference here, you need to rewind after the show.
make sure you rewind. Is it only... Oh, God, he's back. Someone
like a
said
peace
his
sign.
Name three times.
What was going to say? It never mind. I won't say what it looks like.
Yeah, I skipped that, too.
It's not our stream. About. No, no. That. Oh,
looks
no.
like one of those hoods that has a zipper in the back.
I think I should take it off. Something tells me.
Does the chuckle know what I'm talking about?
What I want to say is... Somebody wake up the GIMP.
Do you guys really think it's Izzo, though? Can you really think it's Izzo?
I mean, it's somebody sitting in a chair with a can in front of their face and a cigar that's hanging out. It's got to be Izzo.
Mike with a clean shot there.
All right.
We're going to do our best not to get I don't want this YouTube channel to get erased or anything. So I'm trying to keep it a little bit cleaner than normal. But I mean, if we've lasted 3 years already, I mean,
no, I'm talking
not
about
too much damage we can already do.
I'm talking about so when I retire and I want to get a job and they ask me all those questions and somebody from HR goes looking and Googles my name and all this stuff, I do not want that coming up.
The Izzo Hamburglar is going to come up. It's going to be a meme. And you know someone that's in this chat has probably already screenshotted that, and it's probably going to end up in Discord.
Good. If it's not in Discord by the end of this show, I will be impressed.
Well, let's go.
Exactly. Ryan says he just loves that Cosmic Kid.
Oh, my God.
I'm dying over here.
Izzo, do me a favor. Say Jell-O Pudding Stack.
Like a Jell-O Jiggler. Oh, God. The things they let us do around here. All right, that's 19. When we get to 20, we're hitting the butt.
I'm really impressed in that coil because if I've done the math correctly, and I don't do math on stream, so I'm using the cheating calculator.
Sure.
That coil is only 15 inches long for 80.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the pretty length. Legit. This is how much girth of the coil you got.
It's that capacitance. That, you know,
hit the
you
bottom, need, but I am going to stretch out the edges.
You need a bigger coil for extra capacitance so that you can get to those lower bands.
And the fact that it'll take 50 watts digital.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even read the specs on it.
Yeah.
That's good.
So this coil will tune 60 meters when matched with the whip. Speaking of whip.
Hang on. Did you say whip?
Whip. Whip.
The coil whip.
So I don't like saying bad things about ham radio companies, but I can say I don't agree. But I got an email today from a company whose products all start with CHA, and they got a new whip, and that whip is $100.
Mm-hmm.
Who's gonna pay $100 for a whip?
You could have got it. For
is that the 25-foot one?
I could have. No, it's whatever one just came out in their email today.
Yeah, I think the 25-foot one.
I didn't make it past that. I saw the price tag and I was like, nope.
Yeah, 25-foot.
Listen.
Wow.
If you're into propane and propane accessories, you will pay $100 for the whip. Just saying, you know.
Does it come with the whip grease?
It's so Paul says it's 25 feet long.
Yeah.
And collapses down to 27 inches.
That's cool and all. Not $100 cool. At least not in my opinion.
Probably would have been.
Give it a little bit of time.
Probably would have been free if I had to sit. Well, thankfully, Shane, it's not on any of my channels. Shane, we're not on Clubhouse or my channel, so I'm good.
You don't even have a radio, Shane. Why would you care?
I might. You don't know me. Jeez. I can hook it up to my HT.
Yes.
Let's see what Gigaparts comes out with here in 3 months.
Probably. You're for half the price and twice the length. All right, we got 22 folks there. I said we're going to hit it at 20. Let's hit the button. Who's going to win?
Five of y'all missed a chance.
Yep.
It's going to be me. Oh, that's quirky.
Look at that.
Nice.
That's a T-shirt. Not
of all the people to win a T-shirt. How does it feel, James?
Very good.
Yeah. Now that we think about it, $100 for 25-foot whip does not actually sound bad.
Well, you know, it's for $4 a foot. It's $4 a foot, so that means you know. Never mind. This is not my strength.
Pay more than that for wire. I mean,
the neat thing
I can
about
get a spool wire for less than $100.
The 25 feet, though, that's the length of a Rybakov or the Poseidon. So if you actually hook that up to a 4-to-1, then you got a pretty sweet random wire whip or random whip, whatever.
A random whip.
Whip.
Random
whip.
That's enough ham radio.
Nay. Whip. Whip. Nay.
All right, James Hannibal says draw again, so hopefully whomever is running the giveaway tool will hit the draw again button.
Yeah, they probably closed it, and all the entries are gone.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Well, now, if they use the same code, it should pull all the names back.
Look at that, see?
Look at that. They still had it open.
Good and it guys. Took James out.
Did it?
Jason. W5IPA Jason.
This there video.
That'll work.
Nice.
I was going to say, your name has to be Jason, Josh, or Mike, right?
Yeah, to be in ham radio.
Yeah.
What happened to me? Oh, wait.
You jump out of airplanes, so you don't count.
Yeah.
Joe Carlos.
What are you smoking tonight?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is the Inch.
I love that cigar.
And it's a big boy.
It is.
6x60.
There you go.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. J.C. Newman never disappoints.
Absolutely. That's a great. Is it the Maduro or the regular one?
This is the Nicaraguan.
Okay. Their Maduro is really good, too.
The Maduro's good, but an order came in last week. I did, like, samples of five, mm-hmm. And then I went to my local store and I bought a few. So I refilled the humidor. So,
Is that the brother to Whitney and Penny?
Is there a joke somewhere in there?
J.C. Newman, yeah. Right?
J.C. Newman, said? Yes.
Yeah, like that's Penny and Whitney's brother. J.C. Penny, J.C. Whitney?
Oh, now I get it.
That's an awful long way to go for a joke there.
I was just say, well, the bad part is he had to spell it out.
Well, let me tell you, I mean, don't you guys remember going through the J.C. Whitney catalog? That was great.
Oh, man. Yeah. Because you're buying good. all that piece of junk.
That carpeted audio dash cover.
I was going to say, wait. They had a whole audio section in there.
Absolutely.
My Oldsmobile Cutlass was well furnished. I was like a premium member, I think, if there was a premium member status. Cause,
I always wanted one of their carpeted dash covers, but Crutchfield pulled me to the audio side.
There you go.
I forgot about Crutchfield.
Crutchfield's still going strong. They're still going strong.
Circuit City was my hangout, and they went belly up here anyway.
Good old Circuit City.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where service is state of the art.
We had a place here called Crazy Eddie. Crazy Eddie.
Was that a furniture store?
Oh, those commercials were crazy.
Remember that, Mike?
No, insane.
Crazy Eddie, yeah.
Hey.
What's your
name?
He left us in suspense there.
Are you around Rhode Island, Connecticut stuff? Where are you at? Your location.
New York.
Okay, too far.
He's closer to Molson. He's closer to Molson, believe it or not.
Okay, all right, I get it. Izzo. Okay.
Yes.
Did you catch any
dragonflies?
Clearly,
Joe doesn't watch your videos.
What's that? Joe, repeat?
Did you catch any dragonflies in the last couple of days?
No, but they've been out like crazy. Seriously.
Ah, see there? I seen a video. Y'all was getting invaded by dragonflies.
Yes. And they're supposed to be some type of people in your past who have passed away, that it could be there's some spiritual stuff with them and butterflies and cardinals and
interesting.
I didn't know about all that.
They've been kind of hanging out around me.
There you go.
So they're either telling me you're doing a good job or they're saying WTF, Izzo.
I'm gonna go with the WTF.
I'm gonna go with you're doing a good job and we're proud of you. So
I'll go with that. All right, let's do. We got one more T-shirt, and we're gonna give away that Mad Dog coil. We got 20 minutes left, so let's do another giveaway for a T-shirt.
All right.
I don't get to do this on the clubhouse because
see if we can give it.
I never have shit
again.
To give away. So
20 minutes, kind of like Cinderella. The clock strikes 12. Pumpkin disappears. Yes,
exactly.
Now, see what it is. Beer Snack took away the credit card.
That's where it was. Yeah. He was dad. Father took away the card, so we couldn't go out on Friday night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the traveling ham, I like your idea. So monkey 1, 2, 3.
That's good. I like that. Excellent.
There we go.
And if you don't know what that reference is, go back to the start of the show.
Well, when Carlos came in, anyway.
Do
you remember when the internet was starting to go like in 97, 99, 2000? Do you guys remember Trunk Monkey? I think it was for Subaru. Those were some hilarious, as well as some people made their own Trunk Monkey. That was some funny ass stuff. I love them.
What is Trunk Monkey? I mean, I'm from the era, and I don't know what it is.
They are still on YouTube. You can definitely look these up, and they're fantastically funny.
It was a monkey as your theft protection, your theft deterrent device.
You get out of the trunk.
James is saying that was Chevrolet.
Yes, I remember that now. Yes.
Well, like I said,
some
classic
people, internet gold.
Yeah, but some people made their own. It was.
So, speaking of throwbacks, how many of you had the modems that you had to put your phone on?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Yep. Yep. Carlos. Yep. And I don't know what the baud rate was on that, but you had the wasn't linked to anything, but I had to call into what was called a billboard system, and so you call the number, you put the phone in, you log in,
yep.
And that was it. It was just a BBS.
Yes, it was a BBS.
N1 JUR says he had 1,200 baud. I didn't get that until I got
Eric
the little stand.
Can do APRS with his.
The standalone.
APRS.
The standalone modem that was 1,200 or 20. There's a had a switch on it. All my shit came from. I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to swear. All my stuff came on out of Radio Shack. So whatever they sold, which was probably all Tandy equipment.
Yeah, mostly Tandy.
Wasn't it associated with, was it CompuServe? Was it associated with that?
So that was the first, or not one of the first, I think it was one of the first, like, internet service providers. Like, you would get a disk from AOL twice a month, and then the other times you would get CompuServe.
CompuServe,
and you just used, you would just get a new disk and get a get free time every time you go.
Yep, Mindspring was doing that, too.
Yep, Mindspring. And then there was IRC, Internet Relay Chat. Do you remember that? That was before, like, there was...
I was going to say, now that's just Discord. But it,
yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, you're right, Steve. You're absolutely
same,
right.
Same
yeah.
commands work.
Same. Yep. I was on. I had a Facebook account when the only people who were allowed on Facebook were college students.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Invites. Really?
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. You had to have, and you had to have an email from an EDU in order to get the account set up. No, I thought that was kind of cool.
I was who on was Facebook in your and on MySpace at the same time.
Man, that MySpace was before MySpace.
MySpace was next. I enjoyed MySpace. There was another one before that though, and it was Orchid. Like this. No, it was like a journal, like a live journal, and you could like.
You mean livejournal.com?
No, I can't remember what it was, but you could like create your page by editing HTML. So
GeoCities,
MySpace.
Wasn't GeoCities, but it was kind of like that, Mike. But I don't remember what the name of the dadgum page was.
Huh. MySpace.
But anyway, no, it was before MySpace. And then after that came MySpace. God. And I tried to go in to my, because MySpace is still there. It's just all music and artists and stuff. And I tried to log into one of my old account to see if I could like get any of my old pictures or anything like that. It's all gone. That would be cool, though. I'd like to see who my top eight was.
I can still log into mine, but yeah, everything's gone.
It's all gone, yeah.
Man, and I hated that because I was trying to show somebody the, man, there was some creative people on MySpace.
Oh, yeah.
With some HTML and some brain.
The Internet Archive.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I could try that.
I was going to say the Wayback Machine, yeah.
I had a.
I didn't even think about that.
You would go to my profile, and the first thing you would see is, boom, right there in your face, a dating application that you could fill out. And do you know that thing?
Was it a Google form that had all the questionnaires on it?
Well, I don't know if Google was around then, but you could fill out the fields, you know, answer the questions, fill out the information, and attach a photograph.
Oh.
And it would go to my email. And it worked.
Is that how you got Miss Noel?
Miss Noel, that's right. That's what brings all the girls back to the yard.
And uploaded a photo.
My HTML form brings all the girls to the yard. Damn right. It's better than yours. Damn right.
And now we've just turned into Match.com and Silver Stingles and Bumblebee.
Match.com stole Joe Brett's idea.
This guy at work was like, man, hey, you got so many people coming up here to meet you. And I'm like, I showed him my page. He's like, you son of a gun. Because he didn't know nothing about computers, and he just thought that was the most genius thing ever.
That's funny.
And it kind of was.
Why would you want to see all the cat photos on Joe Brett's phone? All right, I see 20 people in there, so I'm assuming that the five or six of us that are in the chat here aren't participating.
I'm in there.
So hit the button. Let's give away this last shirt.
You thinking those boys up north are like watching and they're just not entering or something?
I don't know. And you think it'd save them some shipping at least. Paul
again.
Paul what? Again.
Come on.
Again. Shenanigans.
It's rigged.
Shenanigans, rigged. I say.
With a capital shit.
That too.
They should be at a POTA park right now playing POTA.
You know,
from New Hampshire.
You know, if my name doesn't get drawn here sometime soon, I'm gonna say it's racial because I'm Puerto Rican. You know,
Tracy Kennedy, congratulations!
Congratulations!
You got a T-shirt from those guys up north, Live Free and Ham. Be sure and email livefreeandham@gmail.com. Give them your information so that they can ship you that. Don't make it like I say on the clubhouse. Don't make me track you down.
Exactly.
You know, if they have to track you down, they're not going to give you the stuff. They don't want to give away the stuff anyways.
I'm going to send them a random bag of dicks. That's what I'm going to do.
They're like, we're on the hook for all this crap. What the hell?
Like, guys, we Sorry.
Well, you know, if they don't follow through, then, you know, YouTube demonetizes them. So, you know, they got to follow through.
Mm-hmm. And no complaints to hamradioclubhouse@gmail.com.
No.
That email will
that
get
email doesn't
deleted.
Work anymore.
That email will get deleted.
I turned it off.
We're supposed to be checking that email?
No, don't delete it. Don't delete it. If you delete it, you're missing out on opportunity. The thing is, once you send a complaint to, you know, Clubhouse, you know, hamradioclubhouse@gmail.com. If it's a real complaint, we are going to make fun of you, folks.
Oh, absolutely.
We are going to lambast you and make you wish you had not been born.
We learned from KAMRD, KAMRD mailbag. We learned from Mike how to take
it. Yes.
Right?
If you would like to send us a comment, hamradioclubhouse.com. We have a comment form that you can fill out, kind of like Joe Brett's, only we don't require you to upload a picture.
Maybe you should. Maybe you should.
It wasn't required in my forum, but it got you automatic trash. You know, it's like you ain't gonna send a picture with it.
Who's gonna be catfishing in there?
There we go.
Congratulations, Tracy.
If there's a problem with the order, just send all the complaints comments to monkey123@gmail.com.
There you go. I wonder who you have.
Yeah, bravo.
Some poor guy is gonna get a whole.
You know,
it's gonna be somebody with an OnlyFans account. He's like, why am I getting these ham radio emails?
You know, the best part is
weird.
If you need to send your real complaint by mail, you can send it to, you know, what's Steve's PO box number in Luck, Wisconsin?
PO box 3857, Luck,
Wisconsin.
Care of Steve McCrane.
I like that one. All complaints go to Ham Radio Clubhouse -cares.
Yeah. That's what I used to say during the FDA off. I don't know how many complaints he got, but that's what I used to say.
Attention ape.
Exactly.
There you go. Yeah.
All right, so final giveaway of the night, and because we're closing in on the ten minute mark.
Cream and Buddha, that is awesome!
Oh my God, you're going to make Carlos piss his pants. I think he did. You better change your Depends.
Change your Depends. All right, so big giveaway, that's big giveaway alert.
Best comment of the night goes to Tim.
Good job, Tim.
All right, so this is going to be for the Mad Dog Coil with the additional collar. So, Steve, give me a keyword.
It's important for a Mad Dog to have a collar on.
I agree. You don't want a collarless Mad Dog.
I have a keyword for you. Uh-oh.
So there's one already in there, and I just hit it. I love it.
Carlos is broke.
That is the greatest comment and the greatest keyword ever.
But it's still hey guys, it's still early in the evening on Tuesday night.
It's way early.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
You know, I have to ask you guys, you know, Clubhouse fellas, this is a serious question. I know. What the hell am I thinking being a serious question here? But while we're waiting for these keywords to pop up and the thing to populate, aren't you guys afraid that these, you know, fellas from up north are going to come after you hard? Aren't you afraid they're going to come gunning for you?
No.
I mean, they are from New Hampshire, not from they're from New Hampshire, not from Massachusetts. New Hampshire, they have guns there, man.
Have
I'm
you
just
been
saying.
To the South?
Not ones with like the orange barrel color on them.
Exactly.
Carlos, have you been to the
they're
South?
They're from New England, not New York. It's different.
Very good, Mike.
We broke
perfect.
Shane now.
That was perfect.
Yes.
That was perfect.
Yes.
That was perfect.
I'm just saying.
Wait.
So in the chat it says we are the frozen chosen.
Yeah. they only have 3 months of summer and that's it.
3 months? I thought it was 3 days.
Right.
Oh wait, that's Canada.
Oh goodness. Oh.
And the dragonflies are ruining it.
Right. Oh, this is so. Let me tell you, if I don't win this, this is rigged.
And so, if you've won something tonight already, it's my understanding that you're still eligible for the big prize.
Well, so yeah, there's no barrel draw.
I don't want people to think that just because you won something already, you don't get a shot at the Mad Dog 40 coil.
Good point.
You don't run a ham fest and take all the door prizes out for the grand prize, man.
Well,
they won't be back next year.
Right.
Depends on who's running the drawing.
That's very true. That's very true. Well, what else? We have a show tonight to do tonight, guys. So hopefully, hopefully in the chat there is a link. We posted our own link so that when we go back to our channel, you guys can just come along with us.
Right. We go back home.
Go back to the. We had to post here first, and then we're going to go back to our place and stream over there. So you're welcome to join us after this show. If you're in the chat, it should forward you to the clubhouse. Mike, I think that might work. I don't know who set the show up, but it might work. If not, you know where to find us. Sam Radio Club. Uh-oh.
Manly show.
Too bad you can't see the person that can, link. I know, right? I would love to see the person that's trying to read that and type at the same time.
Can you slow down the scroll, please?
I can't type that fast.
Right, stop it right there. Okay, turn it on.
All right, a couple of characters. Okay, pause it again.
Pause.
I'm sure someone that's got a wrench would be so kind as to post a link if it's an already pinned.
Say, Mike's got a wrench.
Oh, there we go. See it in there.
There we go.
So we'll be live later on after this mess. We'll go take a pee break and then we'll get our regular show going on tonight. So look forward to having all of you folks over.
I was going to say, somebody needs to jump over and make sure they haven't taken over clubhouse.
No.
That's a good point.
Not going to happen.
When we get about 5 minutes left, I'll step over there.
We locked the door last week. Last week we locked the door.
Well, we did, but you know, they've got some shifty people.
Yeah, but when you set the electronic lock to 1234.
It was monkey 123.
It was monkey 123, right? Yeah.
Yeah, well.
The traveling ham says more giveaways in the next hour. You'll just have to come find out.
That's right.
You just have to come find out.
Read my lips.
There's going to be a nice coil here in just a few minutes.
So five minutes before the time is up, how long before they take revenge on you? That's the real question.
Well, I saw a couple of emails pop by where someone's been trying to reset the password, so there's no telling. They could come in and run us all out. But
well, then we'll need to set up security. Then the security ninja guy.
2FA, man.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, I've been getting texts that said, "Do you approve of this password change?" But
you know, just say like you know, just like you know, Nancy Reagan, just say no.
If we had a good IT guy, we wouldn't have to worry about it.
That is so true.
That is
if
true.
We had some, if only we could have a VPN or something to protect us. Maybe a 128-bit encryption. That shows you how much I know.
Izzo, you better put the mask on and keep watch. You can signal us one by land, two by sea if you see it.
The guys up north are coming.
You know what I'm thinking of? You know that channel that we're not supposed to talk about? There was a funny
exactly
with Paul Revere. I laughed my ass off all afternoon.
What the hell is what are you guys doing? Ridiculous. Oh, are you kidding me? Get in here. This is utterly ridiculous.
How the hell did they get in?
Click these random emails.
You've been giving away our stuff.
I said the password. I said the password out loud, and they finally got it.
Hit the button.
Get off my front porch. Stop wearing my wife's clothing.
Man, good thing your 7.62 can't travel through the interwebs.
Of course, this is
shenanigans. I say shenanigans.
Utterly rigged. Utterly rigged.
This is rigged at all.
This is rigged.
Rigged at all.
You're paying.
Get out of my house.
Not in the least.
Everybody, Steve should pay shipping, correct?
I agree, yes.
Leave a
double shipping.
One in the chat.
For all the prizes.
Ouch.
All right, Steve, you know, the kindness of your heart because you've broken in and passed the password to everybody. Are we drawing redraw it again? Or are you?
Redraw it.
He doesn't get a choice.
That's the perks of running a corporation.
Right.
You know, I got to tell you, if I don't win this, this is just messed up.
Rayman Poda.
I bet you we're going to see a video on it.
Tim, tell you what, Tim deserves this.
I agree.
Yeah.
Make him work.
I was going to say, Mimosas, oh, look, another South Carolina winner.
All right, well, get off our freaking live stream. What are we supposed to do? I mean, you know, we got less than like 4 minutes left to actually like put it together. This is utterly ridiculous.
Well,
you should get a new lock for the door.
So much for your monetization.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
There goes the neighborhood.
It's been like that since day one with you guys. But anyway.
All right, I'm getting them out of here one by one.
Yeah. Yeah, just wipe you clean. Restart, guys. Yeah. Yep, bye-bye. See you later. You know. Hopefully, you know, whatever we can kind of piece together here, guys, you know, we can leave Mike in here. You know, Mike's
we'll
a good
leave
guy,
Mike
you know.
In here.
All right.
Just alerted us to the problem here, you know, that, you know, for all of this intents and purposes, you know, we were able to at least figure out what the password problem is. And I worked with Shirley on tech support, and she was more than gracious to be able to work through this problem and get us back in here and clean out the riffraff. So, you know, I'm all good with that. I just gotta say,
Carlos owes me my beard back.
Yes, I know, dude. Yeah.
Carlos, totally. I want my fucking beard back.
Hey, man, listen. Don't be hating because I can and you can't. You know, just don't be hating.
You know, and keep an eye on the store because we are going to create a Carlos shirt that's coming next. That's all I've said. No
Listen,
doubt.
As long as I get my penny, I'm good. Wait a minute, that's Izzo's line.
That's all, you know, all under the bridge. Cool. All right, well, guys, you know, it is at the top of the hour, you know, and we've got to just figure out how we can piece together this two-factor authentication crazy crap so we can keep folks like the Clubhouse out of here. And you know, for that, whatever it is, you know, head over to the YouTube, channel called Ham Radio something. Outhouse, right? Yeah, it's Outhouse.
Outhouse,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Outhouse.
So if you haven't made a pit stop, that's the best place to pick them up. With that, you know, as always, thanks for hanging out with us and enjoying this great hour that we had. And you know, with that, you know, 7-3, guys.
7-3.
7-3.
7-3.
7-3.